Welcome to those joining in to the show through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible. It is Wednesday evening, July the 22nd, 2015. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We have a bunch of people on the phone line. Every time you hear another ding, that's somebody else joining in on the phone line. Thank you. I welcome those who just got on board. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Barrio, New Mexico.
Welcome to the call, Raiden.
Thank you.
Glad you're here.
I did pick up Roger from Austin. Think so. And who is it from St. Louis?
This is Joni from St. Louis.
Hello, welcome back. How are you doing?
Thank you. Same here. How are you?
Hi. Great. Somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Joanna from Chicago.
Hi, Joanna. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
I'm Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome to the call. Thank you for being here.
Hi. Yeah, Rick, Iowa City.
Good evening, Rick. Welcome to the call.
Good to see you.
All right. Good to have you. Welcome to the call. Please share name and location.
Hello.
Robert and Glendora.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the call. Good evening. Welcome to the next person. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Diane in Minnesota.
Diane, welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Great.
All right.
Hello to all those who came in. Hello to you.
Thank you, Donna. Hello to you.
You. I was slipping away getting a cup of coffee.
All right. It's great to have you all, and those who are joining in through BBS Radio online, thank you for being here.
Hi, would you like to hear a quote of Mark Twain's? It's really short.
Please go for it.
Forgiveness. That the violet shed, and the heel that has crushed it.
All right. In the meantime, more people joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Cleo from Connecticut.
Hi, Cleo. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. Let's see. All right. We are a minute away from the hour. I believe that Wynn has gotten the email out. I haven't seen it yet.
Hi, Cleo.
Are you?
Not yet. Good evening to the next caller. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. So Wednesday evening, it is the call for questions and answers. You can submit questions per email. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Josh in Cedar Park, Texas.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
You know,
yeah, I don't see where it's email.
There's two people talking at the same time. Let me first welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Oh, hello. Francis calling from Concord, California.
Hi, Francis. How are you doing?
Fabulous. Thank you.
All right. Good to have you. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Catherine from California.
Good evening to you, Catherine, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know that California got some rain.
Not
yes,
over
we
here.
Great.
California, I guess. I believe you had another caller join in. Please say your name and location. If you want to. It's 6 o'clock. So wait for Wynn. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Roger in Austin.
Hey, Roger. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, so are you in Northern or Southern California?
I'm in Northern California, a little bit above San Francisco, above Sacramento.
That's the divide line in San Francisco?
What's that?
Is that the divide line, San Francisco?
Probably so, or below that. I don't know, actually.
Yeah. It's an illusion.
Mm-hmm. Hello, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry. How are you doing, sister?
Good. We're in Phoenix.
You're in Phoenix. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Terry.
Are you meeting my uncle over there?
You got an uncle over here?
Yes. His name is Dr. Friedman.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Uncle Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, yeah. Hello, Terry.
Hello. Hi. Hi. Are you there?
Somebody had a question? Yes.
The Filipino culture calls everyone uncle.
All right.
Right.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
This is Rhonda in Taos.
Good evening, Rhonda. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
That's a cute, endearing term, is what I meant to say.
Sorry, I was writing something down. Say it again, please.
I said that's uncle is a cute and endearing term.
All right, yes, yes.
The Chinese culture uses that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Auntie, too.
Yeah, an auntie. Everything is...
Auntie, yeah, yeah. So
welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Marshall from Chicago.
Hello, Marshall. Welcome to the call.
How you doing tonight?
Good, good, good. Thank you for being here. We have also Joanna here with us from Chicago.
All right.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jim in Medford, New Jersey.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. So thank you for being here. All right. So, Terry Brown, do you know if Vin is going to be here with us shortly?
Yeah.
Or shall we start telling jokes?
Are you on?
Terry.
So, in the meantime, I want to welcome all those joining in through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. We will get this started here shortly. Vin and Terry are on the road currently in Phoenix, Arizona. And I see Vin, his dashboard lights come on. So he will be here shortly.
Terry, I'd like to know what you think of the heart they found on Pluto. I thought it was really pretty.
The heart on what?
Pluto. When they took the picture. Back there was a heart on Pluto and the formation on the land.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I have to check that out.
I thought it was awesome.
I thought it was awesome, too, and I'm just like, is that natural?
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in Corona.
Hey, Bonnie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Have we had a friend call in from... Excuse me, I'm sorry. Have we had a friend call in from St. Charles, Missouri?
You're asking or you're announcing?
I was asking if we've had someone.
We do have someone from New Jersey, you're saying?
St. Charles, Missouri.
I don't know if he is here or not.
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago.
Oh. No, I don't know.
Okay.
So good Wednesday evening to all those that are joining in. The Wednesday questions with answers. Mr. Winfrey, thank you
all for... All right, I'm ready.
Fantastic.
Right.
But on my left, on my
rare moment. A rare moment. Wind is ready.
Nothing better.
All right. You know, I'm just going to kick it off by...
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And,
I was ready to be unready.
All right. The dings are off. So, Wind, again, thank you for being here. You want to start rolling immediately? Turn the recorder on?
I don't know. Ask Terry.
I can feel her say yes.
This conference is being recorded.
Thank you.
This is July 22nd. Wynn and Terry in Arizona, and all of you everywhere. And tonight is the evening we do our call where we ask questions that you all have submitted to our sources. And if you've never submitted a question, I urge you to do so. I urge you first to listen to a couple of these calls so that you become comfortable with it, okay? And so that you're not afraid or, you know. I think sometimes people have these areas where they feel guilty. And they say, God, you mean those guys are going to see that? I better stay away from that. Let me stay in the distance. But you know what? Just go through it. They don't really care. They don't respond to guilt. They don't make judgments. And they even if you screwed up, and who has it? Everyone has. It's okay. It's part of... I would just say it's part of the process. It's part of the process to screw up in this realm. And everyone in this realm has done it, okay? So it's okay. They ask a question because when they look at you to answer the question, they, I say, Chris Blair, what do I see here? Hast thou forsaken me? I don't know. He actually sent that to me, not to the Elohim. That's not his question for tonight. And let's get started. Hi, is my volume okay? I think I should be able to tell.
Yes, it's very good.
My volume's good tonight. Okay, good. All right.
I got a question. How do I eliminate the difference between your voice on a telephone and your voice in the room so that I don't get echo? We did it once before.
I would just turn down your volume on your phone so you just hear the voice in the room, okay?
Okay.
That's what I would do, okay?
Okay. Got it.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me okay now, Terry?
Yeah.
All right. And I don't hear any echo from you, so that's a good sign. Okay. Testing 1, 2. Terry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, good.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concern. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our soul. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And right now, I just want to take this moment to surround our planet in the most loving light from the highest dimensions of radiance. We ask for compassion, peace, obstacles to the negative, transmutation of negative substances. We ask for protection of the Golden Gate Bridge, Hoover Dam, Boulder Dam, New York City, any area of our planet that is in a tenuous or jeopardized situation, including the Ukraine and the Middle East. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is Ra On, and we are with you on all the things you ask for. We are there. And we take a moment and we connect with each and every person who wants to be connected with. We do not move through the telephone wires. We do not move through the radio wires. We do not move through the servers. We come directly to you. It is a voice that comes through the mechanisms. And we are delighted to share space and time with you tonight. Do you have questions?
Yes. Dave Feringer in Grove City, I'm going to ask your second question and submit the first question at another time.
Could you speak louder?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on. On July 17th, 2015, that was just a few days ago, I had a very scary experience. I was in meditation when a tightness in my belly sort of sent me into a tailspin of fear. I suddenly feared death, and I had a sense that I need to make the effort to keep my soul from slipping away. I felt thousands of threads pulling the soul from my body. The feeling was very terrifying. Can you tell me what happened?
Thank you. Your connection with body at any one time is a subconscious connection, and it, for the moment at that time, let go. We do not wish to go into it too much because we do not wish to reestablish that. We suggest that you monitor your intake of nutrition and your intake of liquids to be sure to get enough nutrition and enough liquids, minerals, vitamins that your body needs. We see that there was a farther impetus for this, and there was entity attempting to pull you away from your body. So
you may ask for protection and do not go into those frequencies. Do not attempt to do memories about it. Just reestablish your tight bond with your body and your surroundings, and be sure to keep your nutrition high to get enough sleep and monitor any habits that make for a lessening of connection with your body.
Can hear you, Wynn.
Yes.
I guess habits would mean don't do drugs, don't drink, stuff like that. They said yes to that in the room, but I was muted.
Yes.
Okay.
How about that? Yeah.
Okay. Next question is from Edna. And Edna says, I believe that I was in Atlantis when it was destroyed. I remember waves coming up so high, and I was inside a home holding hands in a circle with people that were in that room. Everybody crying and waiting for it to be over with when the big wave would wash out everything. Do I have any accuracy in these memories? And do I have any connection in this life with the people I was holding hands with? Like, were they my family? And if yes, do I still have contact with them today? I guess she means when she was holding hands, were they her family? Thank you.
When she was holding hands, pardon?
In Atlantis. In
yes.
Atlantis.
Were they?
She had people in the room that she was holding hands with. And were they her family then? And does she have contact with them now?
Yes. You do. However, we do not wish to go into it because those people, some of them are close to you now. And we do not wish to give you more knowledge than they have at this time, but yes, the answer is yes. Some of them were family then. Some of them are family now, and your memories are accurate. And as time goes by, you will remember more. And if you remember each individual back then and sense their soul signature, you can connect it up with those people you know now and sense who it may be.
Thank you. Next question is from Joanna Brown. And the question is, just a moment. Now, you know, Joanna, you've asked me this question before, and I looked at it, and I put it off because you refer to some people or beings by two-letter names, but you haven't said how you got their names. Did they tell you their names? Because our sources may not be familiar with those names, but you're putting them down as if they are. So I'll read it, and I'll see how they answer it. But in the future, you know, there's a lot of people that use different vocabularies, and if you use a vocabulary or an identification that is not common, then it might be better for you to say more about it, okay?
Who it is? What city?
Chicago.
She got it?
Chicago.
I can't hear her voice.
Oh, yeah, she's in Chicago.
Okay.
Right, right. Okay. All right. Over 40 years ago, I received a number of visitations from Ku and accompanied by Ab, Ba, and Ka. Now, I know Ba and Ka are Egyptian names that relate to certain aspects of the soul and the energy, but I don't know who these beings are. But I was never able to understand the messaging behind their visit. I am wondering if they can confirm, I guess it, our sources can confirm, or be aware of these visits, and if my current dilemma is something they see in my timeline or scheme. Now, you see, when she brings in her current dilemma, I'm not sure how in the world it connects with these visitations, okay? So I'll just let it go, and I'll let our sources look at it. And if they need more information, we'll just have to do it later. Thank you.
Thank you. Those are beings that are attempting to come in and help you. They are like guides. And when you pick up anything from them, make sure that it resonates with you before you take it in as something to base action on. Simply listen to what they have to say, see the relevance, and see if it's something that you can use, if there's some wisdom in there that you can use. Sometimes messages can be cryptic, and so you can give the message some time to review and evaluate and see if it makes more sense to you. It does have something to do with what they feel is your current dilemma.
Thank you. Next question. Don Herman. What actually is what some people refer to as the higher self? Thank you.
Thank you. When you analyze body and soul and mental aspects and emotional aspects, you see that within the body you have many intelligent aspects. You have the cellular intelligence. You have the parts, the guardians of various areas of the organs. You have workings within the body that are intelligent, and these are contributing to the lower body. The higher self is a governing body, and it is keeping heart and soul together and is a little bit ahead of the time that is in your body. They are in the higher aspect of the soul. It is monitoring the body, and it is guiding and giving wisdom, and it is very wise, and these aspects work together Thank you.
Thank you. This is from Joshua in Cedar Park, Texas. And question, what's the best thing I can do in my current situation with my relationship struggles? I'm still hanging in there trying to be positive. Those of you who have been on previous calls know that Joshua went through a separation from someone he loved and went through kind of an emotional tailspin.
Thank you. The best thing that you can do is to take a little time for meditation each day and send love and light to your love that lasts and the dog you love, and to see it from the standpoint of a guiding person that is there for that person as you still love that person and you love the dog, and be there like as a higher soul for guiding and love. This will allow you to take the difficulties and put it in a higher perspective. The person is learning. The person is not perfect. The person is seeking something else at the time being. If you can enlarge your space to encompass those other two beings, the girl and the dog, and to send them love and caring, then you can rise above the heartbreak that you are experiencing. It won't be easy, but in the long run, down the road, you will see the advantage. It doesn't mean to not be angry and not experience other emotion. It is to let that pass and move through, and to acknowledge the love that is already there.
Next question. This is from Kurt in Springfield, Illinois. I have been listening to the replays since 2012, and I very much enjoy them and the heavenly energies on the calls. My question is, I feel I have lived lives during the American Civil War and World War II. I was born in the 1980s in this life. Can you tell me a little about those lives, please? Thank you. Now, Curtis, let me tell you, it is not always in a person's highest good to know about their past lives. I'll just leave it up to our sources, and they'll kind of decide that for themselves. Thank you.
We see that you were a real fighter, and that those were experiences, and you, even before those wars, were in other conflicts. We guide you to, as little flashbacks or remembrances may happen, or dreams may happen concerning it. Just maybe keep a little diary and mark it down what the flashback is. It is like little pieces of a puzzle that come together, and suddenly another piece will flash by you, and you will see a bigger and bigger picture of what your past is and understand things about you that you did not know when looked at in the light of these little flashbacks, a puzzle being put together little by little.
Thank you. This is from Am or Ame in Granada Hills. Probably this is a question that is on many people's minds right now. Recently, many alternative news sources have predicted major economic crashes, false flag events, forced vaccination that contain nanotechnology and jade helm brain mapping to occur in the next few months. How do we stay above the drama and manifest for ourselves a different timeline than the negative agenda has planned for us on Earth? And if we create a reality, how do we prepare for negative possibilities to occur without actually causing them to happen by adding energy to it? Thank you.
Thank you. One can build in to one's lifestyle the keeping of extra food, extra water, and still can maintain within a perspective. It is very hard to move through life when these dire predictions are being made. Some of them do have validity. The, for instance, economic woes, to move the focus to your own life instead of what is being predicted. Move it to your own life and build little block by little block at a time the life you would like for yourself, a the building blocks of your own personal life, the food that you eat, a little bit stored ahead, the money, some cash in the house for you. But then set it aside, but build it just as you can, little by little. And then any events that happen, to deal with the event in the current time that it happens, rather than try to look at a jumble of predictions that is totally overwhelming.
Thank you. Question from John Siboronsky. He asked a question about what are the distortions, and he had an answer last week. Now he asks, what specifically
can I do to break out of my patterns so that I can get a job as a software engineer again? Do I need to move, or can I find a job here in Vegas? Regards, John.
Thank you. One of them is to make a list of potential job opportunities by looking in the paper, by evaluating job offers, monster.com, may something version of monster.com may have job opportunities, review sites that have job opportunities, see what pleases you, what you might look at one and say, oh, that looks like that would be fun to do. And then apply for more than one. Make a resume that is one page long that has the highlights of your experience. And apply for one and apply for another if there is another place that you would like to investigate possibly living, then, or some software company you would like to investigate possibly working for, check out where they are and the location, what it is like to live there. As you see more possibilities, then you will think of more things in connection with that. But follow through. If anyone offers something, follow through quickly and be available to investigate it further. Follow through to the conclusion before you dismiss things. Follow through to your ending that particular query.
Thank you. A question from Erica. Erica in Portland, Oregon. Do I have angels watching over me? Who are they? Erica Brandon, Portland, Oregon.
Thank you. You do have angels watching over you. A number of them were related to you in your last life. They are excited and happy that you are noticing them, and they are connected and wishing you well.
Thank you. Just a moment. Christina in another city, Christina, you were asking a question, is the one that probably cannot answer directly because it would sound, keep in mind, to my experience of the way things work, one's life is not destined. One is creating their life. So when somebody asks questions in a psychic manner, there can be trajectories, you know, that are leading one into a certain direction, and a source can be answering that according to the trajectories. But our sources don't usually do that. That's something a psychic does. So when you're asking a very specific question, they may not answer in the way that you're asking it. But the question is, will I be working in my professional capacity of architect at the university within the next month.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We need some more information. Give us a moment. We get that there is a chance, but stay with the contact you have. And don't miss an opportunity or an email or a communication and answer right away. There's a chance. Thank you.
Can't hear you, man.
Okay. John Siboronsky asks, I'm aware that our sources have told us that this universe was created 78 billions of years ago. But they've also said there's more than one universe. And so John asks, what universe is this one in terms of the number of universes that have been created?
This is the first universe, and then there are four derivatives that have spun off, and there is one that is being formed at this time.
I would like to ask the question, as new sources, as new universes get formed, is there a application of the lessons that have been learned from the previous universes?
The lessons in the universes are very similar.
The lessons, I'm sorry.
The lessons in the universe, each universe, are very similar. The problems are very similar.
The problems vary, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a randomness in the development that is unknown for each one. Okay.
There is a development, and life in the densities come about very similarly, and the problems are very similar in confronting the life in the different levels.
Thank you. Bonnie in Corona asks, aside from lubricating the eyes, how are tears connected with our emotions?
Tears are an emotional release. Tears are liquid. Tears contain water. It helps to bathe the eyes in liquid, which creates a field that is more changing and can help the person as their grief forms to express their grief and to release liquid to help unlock their emotions.
Vin, speak.
Okay, here we go. I'm not unmuting myself.
Terry and I are in the same room, so I have to keep muting myself every time I ask a question. This is from Jim in, let me see, Medford, New Jersey. And Jim, this is quite a bit here. Let me see if I can't get it to a bottom line. Let's see. I had a few questions festering for a while, and but I've been reluctant to put them forward. The content of the calls thereafter, although not seemingly addressed to me specifically, resonated deeply, and I received the insight and understanding I was seeking, most specifically dealing with the larger topic of fear. I was amazed, and I thank you and our sources for that. I believe, and he went through some of his experiences, which I'm not going to read, I believe that I have a larger purpose in store for this lifetime. I now understand that all things need an opportunity to reveal themselves to us by higher sources. You only need to be aware of that possibility and open to it. The specifics are still unknown to me. I also believe I would have never come to this realization without the redirection some 26 years ago, being that to this day, not a single person I've crossed paths with shares my quest for understanding or even the possibility that the popular consensus reality is incomplete and warrants looking into. I needed a wake-up call. I can't get into it, but the events of that day and the synchronistic contributions needed to facilitate the accident have haunted me, not the least of which being the loss of my best friend. I have taken comfort in the possibility that despite the counterintuitive nature of it on the surface, the event I endured was necessary to get me and perhaps others involved where I need to be. And if I was not redirected, I would most likely have missed my higher purpose in this lifetime. Please ask our sources if there is any legitimacy to my rationale. I have been stuck on this journey and remain very constricted and closed off to exposing and realizing living my higher purpose. Insight on this event and closure about it represents would be prove very helpful. The closure it represents would be helpful. The content of recent calls kept poking at me, and I felt encouraged by them to ask my question at this time. Thank you. Now, you know what? I better go back because he kept referring to something that I didn't read. And he referred to an accident he had. I have been on a self-guided journey of curiosity and enlightenment, having no one ever to share thoughts about the metaphysical spiritual realm. I have always been a keen observer, and even if only on a subconscious level, I knew there was much more to existence than I was exposed to in everyday life. Thank God for the internet. My quest for a larger, more real truth started when I was 16 years old. I was involved as a passenger in a serious car accident, being one of 9 teenagers in our SUV. It was tragic for all involved, and as a teenager, very hard to comprehend how such a terrible event can happen to otherwise good people. Looking back on it, I cannot deny it is the single most significant experience in my life. Further, the life trajectory in my life took afterwards could never have happened without such a radical redirection of my life and all
involved. Note, I was a pretty good kid and athlete. Being successful at schooling came easy, but I had recently discovered girls, popularity, partying, etc., and I was drawn to those things and headed in a bad direction of underachievement. My path was headed in a very, very different direction, and then I wound up going as the result of a broken neck and other injuries. I believe very strongly now, having reflected on this for years, that I have a larger purpose in store for this lifetime. And that's what I read. And I think that he is asking the significance of that accident and what caused it, how and where it's been redirected. And I think he's looking for some guidance on his highest redirection. And that's from Jim in Medford, New Jersey.
Thank you. When one lives in the third density, one tends to think that that is how things are and that is all that is. Your accident has redirected your attention to the greater aspect that there is much more beyond the simple day-to-day living and has allowed you to look and to see beyond the veil to some degree, and that there are other aspects and factors out there that provide growth. Your purpose in being here is to learn more truths about life and to share. And this accident made a change to widen your viewpoint and see farther. Many times, if an accident such as this happens, it can bring in greater gifts for the individual as they work through the pain and they work through the disabilities, and they get a whole new perspective, particularly losing friends, too, focuses on attention on the greater life. We see that although the accident was not planned, it did allow you to shift and to see further beyond your own individual life.
Thank you. You know what? It's 6:56, so I'll turn it over to our sources for some closing words, and then we'll close this call. Thank you.
We send you love and light, and we find connection with you, sacred, and with each and every person on the line. It is a beautiful, sacred time when we can share with you. Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, our sources. And we hope we'll see some of you on Sunday. Sunday is a really important call right now, because there's so many changes on our planet, and our planet needs us to be making our Sunday requests. If you've never attended a Sunday call, many people say it is the most powerful call we do. So on that note, I don't have control of the console. I don't have good internet here. So maybe you could open up the lines and then stop the recording and close the call.
All right. Thank you very much, Wynn and Terry and our dear sources. I'm opening up the line.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Oops, hold on 1 second. There we go.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you very much for being there.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you all.
Love to all.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Your conference recording has stopped.